I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Hadley Chase, from which I expected so much so easily, turned out a house of turmoil. Lady Hadley had been robbed of her emerald necklace, which, I must confess, rather upset my plans. When I went to help myself, masked, of course, I was interrupted by a lady with a gun, a Miss Zeely Kerman, a phony foreigner. She marched me out to the front drive, and I was just about to call quits when Barbara entered the scene, tripped the lady up, and stunned her. Barbara and I then returned to our rooms. Came the dawn and the hullabaloo. Lady Hadley's emeralds missing. Then came the big surprise. None other than Ben Ford turns up and grills the guests. After which, Barbara and I go into a huddle.
Aren't you glad I wouldn't let you plant any feathers?
Under the circumstances, yes. But I may still find an opportunity. I must intimate I have been here, you know.
All right, then. Plant one in your cell at Dartmoor and say, I am still here.
Ooh, quite a thrust. And I promise you I'll be careful. What's really worrying me is the wasted effort. Here I had my hands on the emeralds, and that Zeely Kerman gunned me out and away.
And you haven't got them?
No, I haven't.
Then who has?
I have my own ideas about that. But more later. The job is how to divert them to us. You know, I was practically hijacked.
I'm beginning to see.
Well, don't see too far. At the moment, with Inspector Ben in the house, the less one knows, the better. Now, you disappear while I do a piece of exploring.
Do you think that woman recognized you as Roland Fletcher last night?
Definitely not. I did my aged Grey Goose act. You heard her describe her assailant as an old man.
Oh, yes, of course.
Good. Now, do as I say. I have a call to make.
On Zeely?
How did you guess? I'll tell you all about it afterwards.
All? Good heavens, what's that?
The famous bull in the proverbial china shop, I think.
That scream didn't sound much like a bull.
Don't be so pernickety. Come on, down the corridor. There's something doing and I want to be there.
Everybody wants to be there, it seems. This is Seeley's room. End of corridor.
Well, knock.
It's
I, Miss Zeely. Fletcher.
Oh, this is so charming, Fletcher. Come in, my friend.
What's happened? Are you hurt?
No. No, not hurt. It is an accident.
But you screamed.
Yes, indeed, yes, I scream. I make the damage and I scream.
Personally, I think it's safer for girls to scream first.
Oh, look, the beautiful table lamp. It lie on the floor, broken.
Yes, very broken. A big china affair.
I am clumsy, am I not? I knock it off the table. I'm so distressed, am I? How shall I face the dear Lady Hadley? I am disgraced.
Don't worry, my dear. Lady Hadley won't notice a broken table lamp in the view of the anxiety over her emeralds.
You think not?
But definitely. Look, I'll tell you what. You hop along to Lady Hadley's room, see how she is, and Miss Favisham and I will clear up the mess.
You think that good? Oh, but a moment. The inspector, he is in the consultation there.
Don't let him worry you.
But I am not glad at any time to see his terrible eye.
You take it from me. It's more terrible at any time to see his glad eye. Now then, you get along while we do the sweeping up.
I shall thank you so much. Later.
Oh, Murray.
Sir?
Get these people back to the servants' hall.
Yes, sir.
Barbara, shut the door.
Why do you want to volunteer for this job?
Because... Get busy. Rattle the bits and stick your ear close to mine. Mm-hmm. The table lamp was on the only table in the room, over by the window.
Of course.
Then why is the shade and all the china here by the cupboard door? Put those bits in the waste paper tidy.
Right. If she knocked it off the table, the bits would, of course, still be over there.
Right. Oh, gosh, what a mess. A lot of small bits, too. Exactly. So what?
She threw it.
Yes.
Because she didn't like the pattern, or because she didn't like the cupboard door.
Well, this is beyond repair. Valuable piece of stuff, too. Pity.
So, because she didn't like whoever it was that died for cover into that cupboard.
Yes. Look at the dent in the door.
Okay, then. A near miss, I'd call it.
Well, that's that. We'll cart the rest of it over to the window and dump the basket on the table.
Who was that?
Confound it! Beaten at the post. Whoever it was pretty slick. Dodged out of the cupboard. Come on!
See anyone?
No, but I hear someone running down the stairs. Dash it, I knew someone was in that cupboard.
How?
Women don't shriek and chuck heavy lamps about when they haven't an audience. Obvious, my dear Watson. She was having a real heart-to-heart slap-out row with someone. By Jove, have you noticed something?
No.
As a matter of fact, I've noticed an absence. The conspicuous absence of our dear friend Inspector Ben.
Isn't he having a powwow with Lady Hadley in her room?
Oh, of course. And that gives me vitally to think. Oh, my gosh.
Well, don't be so frightfully mysterious.
Hush, wench. All will come out in the wash.
And the emeralds?
They will be of the first water. Very good. Now, let's clear out of here. You first, and leg it as fast as you can. Try to remember those long past years when you played hockey for the dear old school.
Beast, I'll get you for that one.
Oh, there you are, Fletcher.
Well. Ben, of all people. I was just thinking of you. In fact, if you recognized it, I was whistling your theme song.
I was looking for you, as a matter of fact.
Good. That is, unofficially, I hope.
Yes, on this occasion.
Still good. Well, what's afoot?
I was going to ask you that. I heard there was a bit of a schmozzle up in Zeeley's room.
You heard of it? You didn't hear it? Now, be careful, Inspector. You are on your oath.
What is all this?
Ben, please answer. It's rather important. You heard of it?
That's what I said. Murray, the butler, told me.
When?
Oh, a few minutes after I left Lady Hadley's room.
After?
I said after.
Ben, old man, it's only another mile to my room down these infernal corridors. I'd like a little speech with you. Well, here we are. Come in.
Now look, if it's about emeralds, I'm not in a position to make any statement, so forget it.
It is about emeralds, but as they say in the agony columns, something to your advantage. So listen, and answer when you're spoken to.
I shall reserve my answers as and when I like.
And don't be terse. Now listen, the schmozzle came from Zeeley's room. There was a crash like a doodle bug falling in London, and then a scream.
Muddy told me that the Zeeley woman dropped a big table lamp and screamed in panic.
Rubbish. There was a man in Zeeley's room, and she threw the lamp at him and screamed.
Doesn't sound like my idea of Zeeley.
Don't be coarse, Ben. She'd had a row with the joker.
Well, did she miss him?
Yes, but only because he took cover just in the nick of time, ducked into the cupboard.
Was it you?
Ben.
Well, if it wasn't, how do you know all of this? And who was the man?
I'll wise you up on that later. Now, you heard nothing because you were in Lady Hadley's room.
It's a long, long way from Zeeley's room.
How did you know? Huh? Don't answer that. Yes, it's a long, long way. Then tell me this, my good sleuth. How did Zeeley hear Lady Hadley's door slam, as she said she did, and the noise of which woke her?
Bless my soul.
Consider it blessed. Now, continue, Ben. Zeeley's crack on the head.
Yes, you were very attentive. Why?
I could say she's got nice eyes, but apart from that, she had an egg as big as an apple on her noggin. When I examined it, it was all bruise and bump. You know that a smack on the napper with a gun, either end, must break the skin.
Yes, of course.
There was no sign of an abrasion. So what?
She wasn't hit with a gun. So she was lying.
Alas, and so beautiful. More to come, Ben.
Okay, on.
Her alleged assailant was, as she said, an aged man. Who would you say that was?
For a moment, I naturally connected him with that infamous nuisance, the Grey Goose.
Somehow, I thought you did. But to pass on.
What, more still?
But yes. According to the lady's story, she recovered consciousness on the front drive in the cold and dreary dawn. Immediately, she gathered herself together. She entered by the front door.
And immediately made for Lady Hadley's room to protect... My gosh!
What do you think?
To steal the emeralds, of course.
Oh, be your age, Ben.
Eh? Well, then what?
Look, she wasn't bumped on the head by an aging burglar with a gun. We proved the gun point.
But she has got a bump on the head. Well, maybe she walked into a door.
But she said otherwise.
True. Oh, look, Fletcher, you've been darn clever and I must hand it to you. But nothing has been stated that would pin the theft of the emeralds on Zeely. However, go back to the fracas in her room.
Right. The aforesaid fracas brought me and some of the servants to Zeely's room. She went to apologize to the old lady. Miss Havisham and I got rid of the servants, offered to clear up the mess.
Wherever should you?
Because, Ben, I smelled a rat. And what's more, I discovered one. But I won't expose him just yet. It was then I found out about the man in the room, about whom I told you.
I insist on knowing more.
Right. In your official capacity, after dinner, insist on everyone remaining in the dining room. Got it? Then I'll take you up to Zeely's room.
Good.
Well, don't leer like that.
Charming room, too.
Yes, not so charming now that door is so badly damaged.
Yes.
Strange how the lamp fell off the table, ran across the room, and practically dug a hole through that door.
All right, you've proved your point, Fletcher. Well, I think I'll have every justification for making a search of this room for those emeralds. Even Zeely herself.
How very ungallant of you, dear Inspector.
Zeely?
And you shut your big mouth, smart guy, or else. See this gun? It pops.
Emeralds are like opals, they say, unlucky for some, and at the moment it appears that Roland Fletcher is out of luck. However, events are generally shaped to the advantage of the Grey Goose.